TVK EVER. This is on 12713, Dr. Murthy. Dear Dr. Murthy, this is a follow-up note on Mr. Kiver's genetic co-human. With the history of parotid gland mass, most likely metastatic squamous cell carcinoma or metastatic melanoma. Patient has had multiple deeply invasive squamous cell carcinomas resected from the head and neck area and from the face. Period, however, because of his advanced age, dementia, the family did not want a biopsy, and therefore we did a radiation therapy, which is the left parotid area, which is just completed. But his pain is better, although still he is having some pain. The mass has decreased in size. Patient's dementia is getting worse as well. He's returned to a follow-up. His only main complaint is minimal pain at the left parotid area, for which he's taking hydrocodone. No difficulty in swallowing, no cough, chest pain, paroxysms of the prevalent jaw impression. CLL stress post rituxan, severely, number 2, severe hypogammaglobulinemia, number 3, metastatic squamous cell cancer of the skin, possible to the lymph nodes. Number 3, multiple squamous cell carcinoma resection of the scalp. Number 4 is dementia. Number 5, right facial melanoma. Number 6, B12 deficiency. Number 7, chronic renal failure. Plan CBC, CMP. Number 2, B12 continue B12 once a month. Number 3, patient is clinically doing well for his age and his dementia. Therefore, we just observe him expectantly at the present time. Follow up in 3 months. Again, I appreciate the approach and his care since 127.